The legislature okayed a 1.4% increase in state aid for nursing homes, but the Doyle administration has been hinting that increase will be vetoed. When questioned Friday about the rumored veto, Governor Doyle refused to give a firm answer. He did refer to a financial pinch nursing homes face when caring for low-income Medicaid patients.
Nobody, by the way, under Medicaid right now is getting enough money. Nobody is. I mean, it's that simple. Nursing homes aren't, hospitals aren't, doctors aren't, dentists aren't. Fact is, the federal government has just pulled back from the funding of Medicaid to all the states and have put huge burdens on us. But what I have to make sure is my number one goal is that the basic Medicaid program in this state is able to continue.
Doyle says he also wants to protect the state's Badger Care and Senior Care programs. He says Republicans ignored his plan to get more Medicaid dollars from the state's malpractice insurance fund. GOP leaders say if money they and some Democrats had earmarked for nursing homes and some hospitals gets put into state education aid, they may push for a veto override. Gail Sumi of AARP Wisconsin says both sides would have been better off with her group's plan to raise the state's cigarette tax.
That dollar increase, which would have taken care of this problem. We wouldn't be here if they had increased the cigarette tax.
Sumi says the state ought to have a better balance between the money it puts into community-based care for seniors and the larger amounts nursing homes receive. A spokesperson for some nonprofit nursing homes contends a Doyle veto would force some homes to cut back or close. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.